Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a full review into the work of a locum radiologist at Letterkenny University Hospital is underway after concerns were raised over the standard of work being carried out. It's emerged children as young as 12 were caught driving tractors in Gortahork on Sunday. A Donegal County Councillor says the Office of Public Works needs to be held to account, and testing has been carried out at Cassidy's Quarry in Donegal today as part of the Defective Blocks Ireland and Coleman Legal High Court action. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First news, a full review into the work of a locum radiologist at Letterkenny University Hospital is underway. SEALTA has confirmed that a radiologist was employed on a short-term basis in September this year. However, the contract was terminated within 10 days after concerns about the standard of work being carried out. Hundreds of X-rays and ultrasounds are due to be reviewed. Paul Cullen, health editor with the Irish Times, says concerns were raised by another staff member.
I became aware of internal correspondence within the hospital wherein a senior member of staff had said that they had raised concerns about the work of this locum radiologist who had been working in the hospital for a very short time. His contract had been terminated in 10 days. And I did contact SEALTA Healthcare Group in relation to that, and they confirmed that this review was underway. As you mentioned, it concerned a locum consultant radiologist who worked for about 7 days in the hospital and in that space carried out hundreds of scans. And what I saw from the correspondence was that the senior member staff who had concerns about this person's work had done a check, their own check, after being dissatisfied with the response from the hospital itself, and found a 37% error rate in the scans that were done.
It's emerged children as young as 12 were caught driving tractors in Gortahork on Sunday. Gardaí have warned that they are now considering the consequences. Lucy Peoples has more.
On Sunday, Gardaí caught a number of 12-year-old children driving tractors during a local tractor run. They say some of them couldn't even reach the brake pedals or didn't have the strength to steer the tractors. 13 and 14-year-olds were also witnessed operating what Gardaí have described as huge tractors. Gardaí say they are now considering the consequences. They're reminding all parents that a tractor run does not mean participants are exempt from the rules of the road. Organisers, they say, have a duty of care to the public. Gardaí have thanked those who took part in the weekend event and who were legally permitted to be on the roads.
A Donegal County Councillor says the Office of Public Works needs to be held to account. Councillor Gary Doherty says action is urgently needed to protect Castlefin from flooding following the destruction caused in the east of the county in July. He says the OPW needs to set out how funding is spent.
Residents at a number of locations right across the municipal district have been asking us as local councillors to raise areas of concern where there have been instances of flooding over the last number of months, particularly this morning at the municipal district meeting. We mentioned Drumfergus and the Maharaboy Bridge, where there were instances of flooding during the summer, particularly at the end of July, where we've seen the most severe episode of flooding. And as a result of that, we've been asking Donegal County Council to carry out studies and to bring reports to the elected members to show us what mitigation measures can be implemented at these spots to prevent any future flooding. And that we've been told that the OPW are the public body that control the funding mechanisms for these flood mitigation measures. But unfortunately, the OPW, unlike council officials, don't appear in front of Donegal County Council in meetings where we, the elected members, can ask them questions and hold them to account and ask them how they are spending public money and how they are deciding which project will get funding and will get these projects implemented. And I think that's something that elected members and indeed the wider public are entitled to ask for.
Has it been confirmed that the flood relief scheme is in the pipeline?
What we've asked from Donegal County Council, first of all, is that they would carry out a study and compile a report. Now, we still haven't been presented with that report from Donegal County Council, but I believe that is on its way. So we hopefully will receive the report from the council very, very soon. It's the OPW then that we're now waiting on, the OPW who control the funding, that when they will deem that each of these projects will get the funding that they need.
Dozens have been killed in an explosion at a refugee camp in Gaza. It's believed hundreds have been injured, with the Israeli Defence Force saying it's looking into the incident. It's as UNICEF say Gaza has become a graveyard for children. 3,500 children are among the 8,500 Palestinians killed in Israeli airstrikes since October the 7th. Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University, Paul Rogers, says Israel is walking a diplomatic tightrope.
One of the problems that Israel has now is the erosion of international support, which is happening pretty quickly. And this, I think, is obviously causing concern among those capitals of countries that are very strong in their support for Israel, particularly the United States, Britain, France, and really quite a lot of others. But that loss of support is likely to continue as the casualties rise.
Testing has been carried out today at Cassidy's Quarry in Donegal as part of the Defective Blocks Ireland and Coleman Legal High Court action. The facilitating of the testing required technical experts from Donegal County Council, the National Standards Authority of Ireland, Cassidy's and Coleman Legal. The move comes on the back of a High Court order. 10 people were arrested in Donegal over the bank holiday weekend for drink or drug driving. Speed checks and high visibility checkpoints were carried out over the past few days, which resulted in 5 motorists being arrested for drink driving related offences and 5 for drug driving offences. Fixed charge penalty notices were also issued for a variety of other road traffic offences. Garda Grainne Dougherty is urging all road users to act responsibly.
Gardaí were out in force now across the Donegal division over the bank holiday weekend. They were conducting speed checks and high visibility checkpoints. So across the Donegal division between Friday and Monday, bank holiday weekend, there were 5 arrests for drink driving related offences and 5 arrests for drug driving offences. Now, numerous other offences were detected, road traffic offences and fixed charge penalty notices were issued for a number of those. And we just want to remind people, look, we continue the bank holiday road safety appeal is out, you know, anytime there's a bank holiday. But of course, we're appealing to people to stay safe and act in a responsible manner when you're getting behind the wheel at any time of the year, regardless of whether it's a bank holiday or not. So we're urging all road users to please take care on the roads. Do not ever take unnecessary risks. Wear a seatbelt, slow down, don't use or hold a mobile phone while driving, and never drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
The INMO is calling on the HSE and the government to outline what steps are being taken to reduce the number of patients on trolleys. 10,538 people, including 273 children, went without a bed in hospitals nationwide during the month of October. 349 people were without a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital this month, down 43% when compared to the same period in 2022. Letterkenny University Hospital is the third most overcrowded hospital in the country today, with 39 admitted patients awaiting a bed, 10 in the emergency department and 29 on wards elsewhere in the hospital. A Donegal parent is seeking an apology from the HSE after remarks made by a healthcare professional about his child who has Down syndrome. At a meeting to discuss care plans for his child, it was hinted to Donald that no plan was needed, as they said children with Down syndrome learn differently and they can be quite lazy. He says, unfortunately, it's not the first time this sentiment has been expressed by healthcare professionals.
She said children with Down syndrome learn differently and they can be quite lazy. Everyone will tell you they're lazy. They just are. So that was a comment that was said to us. And it was said on two previous occasions, and we were kind of shocked and we didn't bring it up. We just thought, right, this might just be a slip of the tongue. But then it was brought up like at this, you know, professional meeting, you know, and like all the whole team was there. Just the reaction of the whole team, it just seemed to be that this is the attitude within the team, you know, and for that, it's just not a, as you say, an attitude that should prevail now, you know, this, as you say, with modern attitudes and stuff towards Down syndrome.
Did you get the feeling that effectively what was being said was, what's the point?
Exactly. And that's exactly the feelings that we had. And that was actually relayed to us that basically there's no point because these children are quite lazy. Everyone will tell you they're lazy. They just are.
Searches are continuing for a missing Letterkenny man. 34-year-old Kieran Gilchrist was last seen walking down Letterkenny Main Street at around 9 o'clock on Sunday night. He's described as being 6 foot 3 inches in height. Gardaí say they are becoming increasingly concerned for his safety. Anyone with information on Kieran's whereabouts is asked to contact Gardaí. Meanwhile, a Donegal woman who had been missing in Germany has been found. The 23-year-old was missing in Berlin since Saturday. It's been confirmed that she's been found in a hospital outside Berlin. Abandoning homes and businesses along the coast is inevitable, according to one of the country's leading climatologists. His comments come following the publication of a new government report looking at strategies to deal with coastal change. Among the options being considered is a managed retreat away from the sea, which would see people move from high-level risk areas. It's something climatologist and professor at Maynooth University, John Sweeney, says is likely to happen in the future along the east and southeast coast.
There will be areas, especially on the Wexford coast, the Waterford coast, even parts of Wicklow, where it will be ultimately the best thing to do. It will have to be built into our planning policies very carefully, of course, that we don't put more in the way of settlements at risk for the years ahead. But I think that inevitably we will have to see some retreat occurring as sea level rises by around about a metre over the next 70 years.
Six TVs have been stolen from a business in Letterkenny. The theft occurred at a licensed premises in the Killylaston area between 11:45 p.m. on Thursday last and 1:30 the following morning. Garda Grainne Doherty says they are keen to hear from anyone who may have any information regarding a group of youths seen in the area.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating this burglary. It occurred at a licensed premises in the Killylaston area between 11:45 p.m. on Thursday the 26th of October and 1:30 a.m. on Friday the 27th of October. So a door to the property was forced open, entry gained, and six TVs were stolen from the property. Five of those are LG brand TVs, 55-inch, and one is an LCD 70-inch TV. So we appeal to anybody who may have travelled in that area, the Killylaston area, between 11:30 p.m. and 2 a.m. who had a dash cam to make that footage available to us. We're particularly interested in any sightings of groups of youths in the area around that time. So if anybody can assist with information, we ask them to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167100. The Garda Confidential Line also, as always, can be reached on 1800 666 111. And as always, should anybody come across similar type TVs for sale on a second-hand basis, you know, and they're wary about it, just alert us also and we can check it out.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, and Jim McGuinness is settling into his second term as Donegal manager. He's putting together the building blocks that he hopes will make Donegal a force again. The man who gated the county to All-Ireland in 2012 returns to the helm after 9 years away, and he has Colin McFadden and Neil McGee as his assistants. GAA people around the county have been excited about McGuinness's return, but it is the same for the Glenties native, who has been busy planning a rebuild of Donegal football.
It is the time where you do become sort of very excited, because there's a lot of apprehension as well, because you don't really know what you have until you start working with the players. Yeah. And you can see from the outside, and suppose you know a lot of the players and you see how they play, and in your own mind you're trying to join the dots in terms of how the team would look and play and players in different positions and everything. So that part of it's brilliant, and trying to piece that together is brilliant, but at the same time there's always this element as well that things can fall apart very quickly, because it's uncharted territory, if you like. So yeah, all of those emotions are very close to the surface at this particular time.
That's Donegal manager Jim McGuinness, who spoke with Highlands Oisin Kelly at this week's Father Brian Quinn Golf Classic in Rosapenna. That was in association with Donegal GA and the Donegal Hospice. The full interview with Jim McGuinness is available now in the sports section of highlandradio.com. Moving on to soccer, and Liverpool have signed up Irish teenager Trent Conan-Doherty on his first professional contract. The Republic of Ireland underage international joined the Reds from local club Derry City last year on a traineeship. 17-year-old Conan-Doherty has also trained with Jurgen Klopp's senior squad. Well, on the pitch today, the Republic of Ireland's latest fixture in the Women's League Women's Nations League has just kicked off. A win away to Albania, coupled with a draw in tonight's meeting of Northern Ireland and Hungary, will secure promotion to League A with two games to spare. It's currently 0-0 after 16 minutes. Taylor Toland continues. She started in midfield. And Erin McLaughlin has made her first start, with Sinead Farrelly also coming into the side for this evening's game. The other game, incidentally, in that group kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight. Elsewhere, Amnesty International says FIFA must halt the bidding process for the 2034 World Cup if serious human rights risks are not credibly assessed. Saudi Arabia is set to win hosting rights for the tournament after Australia withdrew their bid. The 2034 World Cup was likely to be awarded to an Asian nation based on FIFA's rotation policy, with Saudi Arabia the last bid standing. Well, fixtures tonight on the pitch in the Scottish Premier League. Hibs, they play Ross County. Meanwhile, Mansfield of League 2 take on Port Vale in tonight's Caribou Cup last 16 ties. The other sees Middlesbrough travel to Exeter of League 1. Back locally here in the Donegal Junior League in the Ulster Junior Cup this evening, 7:30 kick-off time. Milford United, they play Bonagie United. That game's on out in Dry Arch Park. In rugby, Warren Gatland believes Andy Farrell should be the next Lions coach. Writing in his column, Gatland says he's not interested in leading the Lions for a fourth time at the 2025 Tour of Australia. The Kiwi has a record of one tour win, one loss and one tied. But he wants to hand the baton on to Andy Farrell. The Ireland coach was named World Rugby Coach of the Year at the weekend. And Gatland says he'll offer any advice required to his successor, whoever that may be, when 2025 rolls around. Elsewhere, Joey Carberry is out of Munster's URC fixture with the Dragons this weekend. The out half sustained a wrist injury in their draw away to Benetton on Sunday. Prop Josh Wersherley is also out of this weekend's game at Musgrave Park due to a neck injury. But scrum half Craig Casey is available again following his return from the World Cup. Finally, Ulster, they expect Ireland tighthead Tom O'Toole to be out for a month. He requires surgery on a persistent groin injury. Kieran Treadwell will miss this weekend's derby with Connacht due to a hip injury. JJ Hanrahan is unlikely to be risked in that game due to a knee injury, but Pete Wilkins can once again call upon Jack Kearty. Well, that's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, motorists are advised to drive with caution as a yellow rain warning remains in place for Donegal. Met Éireann is warning of possible flooding. Heavy showers and longer spells of rain are expected until 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Gardaí and Donegal are investigating two separate car fires. The criminal damage incidents occurred in Buncrana and Lifford. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
An incident occurred at Park Lane in Buncrana between 1 and 1:15 a.m. on Friday morning last. A car was parked in the area at those times. Substantial damage was caused. Footprints were found around the body of the car. Damage has been caused to the passenger side, front and rear door. Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information to make contact with Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540. Another incident of criminal damage occurred at Hazelwood Drive in Lifford last Wednesday. Around 5 minutes past midnight, a car was parked in the area and was set alight. The fire brigade attended the scene and extinguished the flames. The car was destroyed as a result of the fire. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed any suspicious activity to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny.
Emergency services are currently at the scene of a crash outside Newton Stewart. Police say no injuries as a result of the two-vehicle collision on Beltony Road have been reported so far. Delays are expected. Weather now mainly dry this evening with just a few showers. Rain will spread tonight with spot flooding possible. Lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening, a full review into the work of a locum radiologist at Letterkenny University Hospital is underway. SEALTA have confirmed that a radiologist was employed on a short-term basis in September this year. However, the contract was terminated within 10 days after concerns about the standard of work being carried out. It's emerged children as young as 12 were caught driving tractors in Gortahork on Sunday. Gardaí have warned that they are now considering the consequences. A Donegal County Councillor says the Office of Public Works needs to be held to account. Councillor Gary Doherty says action is urgently needed to protect Castlefin from flooding following the destruction caused in the east of the county in July. And 10 people were arrested in Donegal over the bank holiday weekend for drink or drug driving. Speed checks and high visibility checkpoints were carried out over the past few days, which resulted in 5 motorists being arrested for drink driving related offences and 5 for drug driving offences. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, October 31st. The death has taken place of Danny White Tam Freel, Gortnatra, Kerrykeel. Danny's remains will repose at his late residence in Gortnatra, Kerrykeel, from 6 p.m. this evening. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m, going to St Columbus Church, Massmount, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. House private on the morning of the funeral. Danny's funeral mass can be viewed live on the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Pieta House, care of any family member, or at pieta.ie. The death has occurred of Terence Owens, 26 Blue Cedars, Ballybuffet, reposing at his late residence tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m, with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. for 11 a.m. funeral mass in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in the family plot in New Leck Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Con McDade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Brian Lake, O'Gara Villas, Moville. Brian's remains will leave Liam Collins Funeral Home, Station Road, Carindonna, this evening at 6 p.m. going to his home. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass will take place on Thursday at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. The death has occurred of Aki O'Donnell, 13 Willowbrook, Letterkenny, and formerly of Creevesmith, Letterkenny, reposing at his family home in Creevesmith until 10 p.m. tonight. The wake is open to family and friends. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family only on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Con McDade Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Tony Gillespie, Mulvey House, Strabane, and formerly of 9 Olympic Drive, Strabane, reposing at his sister Mary McAvoy's home, 8 Melvin View, Strabane. Funeral leaving his sister's home tomorrow morning at 9:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 a.m. with cremation afterwards in Lakelands Crematorium at 1 p.m. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. tonight. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu to a charity of your choice. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Paddy McGlynn, Ardiskin, Donegal Town, and formerly of Garvin, Glen Finn. Paddy's remains will repose at his late residence in Ardiskin until 9 p.m. tonight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m. in St Patrick's Church, Donegal Town, with burial immediately afterwards in Clare Graveyard. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to Patient Comfort Fund, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or R. Faulkner Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John Gerard Gallagher, Moreau, Dunfanaghy. Wake is taking place at his home today until 10 p.m. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to cancer research, care of any family member, or James Harkin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John James McCrossan, 11 Tristan Road, Strabane, reposing at his home, Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 11:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Parkinson's Oma Branch, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Billy Davis, Drummer Doan, Glenn Mackin, Letterkenny. Billy's remains will be reposing at Samuel James and wife Dorothy Eaton's residence, Glenn Mackin, until 10 p.m. tonight. Funeral leaving there at 1:15 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, going to Rye Presbyterian Church, Manor Cunningham, for funeral service of Thanksgiving at 2 p.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Alzheimer Association Donegal branch or care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.